You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, and welcome back to week 2 of the new YouTube video focus format for the podcast. It's been a great week so far for the first recorded video for the podcast, and it got a great little bit of support over on the channel and some new subscribers as well, so thank you so much for supporting this new kind of venture for the podcast. Welcome, obviously, as well, maybe you're not on YouTube, you're on your favourite podcast platform for audio-only listeners. Thank you and welcome to you as well. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast, no matter how you're listening and or watching the show. This week's episode is going to be all about Funko Pops, and you may be able to see behind me, but there's a little bookcase and there's a smaller bookcase behind me as well, full of collectibles, mainly Funko Pops. And there's some little hints and tips and previews of new Funko Pops for anime that are coming out fairly soon, and I thought this would be a great chance to finally show you guys properly a little video of the type of Funko Pops I've got, my favourite ones from various series. You can see One Piece takes up a dominant amount on that bookcase, but it is my favourite anime by a long shot. I am one of those. I will recommend One Piece to literally anyone because it's the absolute go of anime. And then at the back we've got some Naruto ones, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, and all the big hit anime as well. So we'll go through some of those favourites and I'll show you some close-ups of my favourite ones from each collection. So let's dive into today's episode, but before we do, remember to like, subscribe and leave a review if you can. They're free, they take no time at all, but they really do support the show, whether it be on YouTube or an audio-only format as well. So please do leave a review and like and subscribe. So somehow, without destroying my entire setup of Funko Pops behind me, especially the One Piece one because it's so intricately set up, I will try and remove some of my favourite Funko Pops from the One Piece collection to start with, and we'll dive into some of my favourites and show you guys some close-ups of each one. So One Piece takes up the largest portion of my anime collection in general, and especially my Funko Pop collection. You can kind of see behind me the three shells I mentioned before, but I picked up 5, 6, maybe 7 or 8 favourite Funko Pops from the One Piece collection. So let's dive into the first one. And the first one is Frankie Funko Pop. It's actually a deluxe pop, I believe, because it's bigger than most of the other Funko Pops. But this one is so detailed. And I love his facial expression. It's so larger than life. And because it's so big, they can fit a lot more detail into his Funko Pops. So it's so well done. The little swords and detail on his actual clothing and all the mold on this one is absolutely great. This one came out so much better, and this one wasn't expected to be a favorite in the collection, although I needed to kind of get him just to finish the set off. This one rose to the top of my collection really quick. It's so well done. Like, the mouth mold is so actually quite deep. It's so good. Honestly, an awesome Funko Pop, and one that makes so much sense. I'm so glad they did Frankie as a big deluxe pop compared to the other ones. It makes so much sense because of the size of him. I kind of wish he was the size of the Kaido pop up at the top. You can kind of peek him just at the top there. But I'll take a deluxe pop size for Frankie. Forgot to add in there that is pop number 1476 for any collectors that want the numbers. So the next one on this list is one of the newest Funko Pops for One Piece, and that is Luffy Uppercut, and that is pop 1620, again, for anyone that wants the numbers. But this one is a really dynamic pop. I love the focus on this one. I love the pose. The cape looks so good. I love that this one feels like it's come right out of the opening for the series, especially in the back end of Wano. It looks so detailed, and I kind of wish for this pop, the little bit of haki that we see on his arm there was actually as dark as we see on the box art, but hey ho, I'll take it. It's absolutely fine. It's still a great pop, and it looks so much more kind of lively than the rest of some of the other Funko Pops. Some of them are a little bit more kind of static looking, which is fine, and they're cute, but this one they really went to town with because of the pose and even how like the sandals are and everything. It looks really, really great. The next one on this list is one of the Usopp Funko Pops, and Usopp became one of my absolute favourite Straw Hat Crew pirate members ever. He's so funny, and I love his kind of interactions with Robin as well. They're so, so funny, and I love how it's kind of the most normal or kind of real world almost characters, and how his reactions are to stuff and his kind of thoughts. But this one is one of my absolute favourite Funko Pops of all time because of how cute it is. I love the little frog on his head from like the very early on in 1-0 when we see him kind of selling the frog products. I forgot what it is, like a paste or something. But it looks so good. I love his little pose, and I love how they did Usopp's nose with the little like add-on. It's so, so adorable. His little kind of outfit, again, it's kind of colourful, quintessentially Usopp. It's so, so fun. And again, with his little like goatee beard there. It looks so good. And this one came with a little stand as well. A lot of the One Piece ones start to come with stands now, which is great because sometimes it can't only be me that has a problem with some Funko Pops falling over. But this one is a great one. I need more the Usopp Funko Pops like Soga King and stuff. But this one has pride of place on the One Piece shelves. Hey everyone, I just thought I'd hop in here real quick just to let you all know about my Etsy shop, Chibi Weeb Anime. Over on the Etsy shop, you'll find a bunch of anime goodies, including enamel pins, stationery, keyrings, jewellery, and a whole bunch more, all for you to add that anime aesthetic of your favourite characters or shows to any bag, clothing, or anything else around the house you'd like to add it to. Down in the show notes, you'll find the link to the shop where you can shop with free UK delivery or worldwide shipping options as well. That's Chibi Weeb Anime over on Etsy. Happy shopping, and thank you for supporting the Etsy shop. The next One Piece Funko Pop actually caused a little bit of controversy when it first came out, and it's because of how Funko didn't actually include the smile for this pop. But this one is the Gear 5 Luffy Pop, and this one is one of my absolute favourites, obviously because it's in this podcast episode, but I just think this one, they did so, so well. Gear 5 was known for that really quintessentially cartoony, Looney Tunes kind of style animation, and the Funko Pop really brought this through with the super, super iconic Gear 5 jump style pose and the really, really stretched out arms, and I think they did a really great job with this one. I don't mind it not having the mouth. There is the newer one that does have the mouth included and the more like laid back laughing pose, which looks really cool. I personally prefer the original one, which is this. This is the Chase variant, and it does have the glow on the clouds, which isn't overly strong in real life. It does look great when the curtains are closed, and there's a little hint of glow on the bookcase, which is quite a nice feature. But I think it looks better just kind of on its own. It looks great on the shelf with the rest of the Luffy's as well, kind of finishing off the gear set. But this one is an absolute awesome pop for all Luffy fans. The next Funko Pop from One Piece that I became one of my favourite ones, and actually the character himself became one of my favourites during his actual run on the show, was Caesar Clown. And this one is the C2E2 Funko exclusive. A different sticker for the online shop compared to if you went to the actual convention in Chicago. But this one is such a heavy pop, but I love it when a pop has a lot of weight to them. But this one is so fun. This one is on the list because of the smoke. I think the smoke looks so, so cool, how it's kind of surrounding and really framing the pop as well. This character had one of the most annoying laughs in the series, but a really cool background, a cool kind of purpose in the show, and it really helped drive the focus in the show because of the fruits and the giants and the kind of like child experiments. But really, really cool. I love a villain and that kind of dark side of One Piece and how it kind of explores it. So this one was really, really cool. Although that kind of series, that kind of saga was a little bit long-winded, I'm not going to lie, I did get a little bit tired of that one. However, I did love this Funko Pop when it came out, and this was probably one of the only ones I bought from C2E2 apart from the other Shanks one. And I was so, so happy when this arrived. It's absolutely an awesome pop, and it's pop number 1607. So the final One Piece Funko Pop for this episode, for now at least, is one of the Trafalgar Law Funko Pops. And Trafalgar Law is one of my absolute favourites from the entire series of One Piece's power alone is so cool, but his actual background was amazing in Dressrosa, and the kind of link with Corazon and that entire saga was mind-blowing. It was so amazing, and he very quickly shot up to the very top of the favorite list in One Piece. But this pop was so cool. You can kind of see some of the detail there of him wearing actual Corazon's kind of emblem on his back, and the actual detail of how they got his tattoos done on his hands and everything like that is so well done. And instead of having an actual base, it's got the kind of room power kind of going on the bottom, which is very cool. Again, it's a lot more dynamic than some of the other pops, so it's just not just a pose, it's kind of like an action sequence going on. But this one is so cool, and there is one variant where it's got the actual heart in a box, and I really want that version. It looks awesome. But I really want a Funko Pop of Law, where he's got the yellow and blue kind of outfit on from Wano, and I'm yet to kind of see that, so I really hope someone is maybe knows that that's coming out, and maybe we're just waiting for that to come out. But I really want that to happen. I want more Trafalgar Law One Piece Funko Pops. But this one is number 1016. So next up on this list is actually the Naruto series of Funko Pops, and this is my smallest set so far. I've only recently started collecting them after I've restarted watching Naruto as part of my bucket list challenge, and this one is one that I'm trying my best to kind of pick up with and carry on the collection with. But it's so big, it's such a big collection compared to lots of others, so I'm struggling a little bit, and also I need more space. It's on the shelf here at the bottom, and it is so small. The actual collection is really tiny. It's actually only 4 pops. But Jiraiya is the Funko Pop that I love the most from this set. It's Pop 1486. And it's because of its mold. One, I love the Pervy Sage in the series. He's such a cool, like, character, and super kind of, like, adult in a way, which is really fun from, like, but absolutely love the detail on this one. That actual mold on all of his hair, and especially all the Naruto Funko Pops work so well because of their little headbands, because of the way a Funko Pop is. It really makes them stand out and makes them really have prominence on the actual Funko Pop design itself. But he's got a little, like, scroll on his back. You can't really see too much because of the hair mold, but it's so well done. And this one, I think, is one of the Funko Pops where they really went to town on the mold. Okay, so now another anime. And this anime is Demon Slayer. And Demon Slayer is one of my absolute all-time favorite anime. And this latest season is just spectacular. If you haven't started it, definitely start it. It you won't be disappointed, I promise you. But there's 4 Funko Pops on this set that I think stand out from my set personally. There are some that I really need to collect and get my hands on, but I haven't as of yet, so these are the ones that I'll pick for now. And the first one is one of the Hashira, and that is Obanai, and this one is one of the kind of most funky Funko Pops that I've ever seen because of the pose and the addition of the branch. I was really surprised when this one was revealed, and partly surprised as well that it wasn't a larger pop because of the branch. I thought it would be. When I ordered it, I didn't actually pay too much attention. I was far too focused on actually purchasing the actual pop. But I was really surprised this wasn't more of a deluxe pop, a bit like Frankie, to make it kind of make use of the big branch. But it's really cool. I think it's one of only a few, like, horizontal Funko Pops that kind of are. The actual box is horizontal, so it's really funky. But this one looks so good with the little snake as well, and the little eye colours. But yeah, this one is such a good Funko Pop. You can kind of see the back is fairly plain because it's literally just the back of his head. But it's really cool, and I need all the other Hashira Funko Pops from this set. But this one is so cool just because it's so kind of different and unique because of the branch alone. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd pop in here real quick just to tell you all about Crunchyroll. And Crunchyroll is my favourite platform to stream all the anime that I watch, including Naruto, One Piece, Attack on Titan, Black Clover, and a whole host more, all of which I'm probably talking about in this episode. Down in the show notes and in the description, you'll find a link to start a free trial where you'll be able to browse a whole host of thousands of anime that you'll use to discover and love. So the next ones from the Demon Slayer set that I do have kind of work as a little bit of a pair, and they're a throwback right to the very first series of the anime, and they are the Spider Demon Ryu and the Spider Mom. So we'll look at Ryu first. This one is so, so cool. And the one thing that really sets this one apart is the eyes. I love how the Funko Pops are made, a little bit like the Naruto ones, where they work so well, is the eyes, because of how big the Funko Pop eyes are. The demons work so well because they have so much space to put the little lettering and the details around the face, and the eyes, they work so, so well. And this one has a little spiderweb mesh at the very front as well. And this one just throws me back to the very first time I watched Demon Slayer, and the kind of love for the whole styling and the eyes of the demons and that kind of thing. I believe this is one of the first kind of rank demons that we see in the series. So a kind of nostalgic pop for this one. And then we can't talk about Ryu without having his spider demon mom as well included. This one feels a little bit more kind of like a sad Funko Pop, because she kind of, if you've seen the series, you'll know how she kind of gets defeated or unalived during the series. And it's quite an emotional scene as well, because of the kind of kindness that Tanjiro shows during that moment. But it's a gorgeous pop, and I like the little controlling of the other demons pose that she kind of has. It's really, really cool. I kind of wish she had the letters in the eyes, but I can't remember off by heart whether she does or not in this series, so she might not do. But I kind of thought she did, but must not. I'll check. I'll put like a little clip up if she does. But a really, really cool Funko Pop, and a really small one, but I think as a pair, these two work really, really well. So in the entire Demon Slayer Funko Pop lineup so far, or at least of what I've got, there is one Funko Pop that really, really stands alone, and that is the Tanjiro Kamado Funko Pop. And this one is a clear favourite just because of how dynamic this pop is. Because of the actual pose and the wind in the actual like face mask and his ponytail, it looks so, so dynamic. It's such an awesome Funko Pop, and I think they absolutely knocked out of the park with this Funko Pop. With the actual face mask, it's so well done. It's not even thin, it's so thick. And the actual pose with the sword and his, even the fringe is actually individually kind of like moving throughout the entire thing as well. So it's so, so well done. And this one has, because of you can't see his eyes, it's just the mask, it has such a prominence on the shelf and really creates like a striking image on the actual shelf as well. So a really, really amazing Funko Pop. Again, this was a random find in a local toy shop. So there's a toy shop near me that it isn't sponsored, but it's always has amazing Funko Pop finds. And I think I just found a shop where I just need to shop forever. So this one is pop number 1255. So the last Funko Pops I want to share that are my favorites come from the Jujutsu Kaisen line. And the line is fairly similar, and the fact that most of the uniforms and their outfits are essentially the same, it's like the school uniform, there are three Funko Pops from that set that really, really set them apart. And the first one is the Ghetto Funko Pop. And this one, I love how this one has its kind of stance around it. It's such a minimal kind of stance, but because of his eyebrows and the stitching on his forehead, it really kind of sets him apart. And I love that scene in the anime where we kind of see the stitches and why they're there and what's under there. It's so, so interesting. And I love knowing that makes me love the Funko Pop a little bit more, because it kind of adds to the lore of the character and what's going on and why he is how he is. But the mold on the Jujutsu Kaisen Pops are always so amazing. And this one's Ghetto's hair in this. You can see in the light how it kind of curves and reacts. It's such a great pop, and it's so such a simple stance, but an awesome Funko Pop. And this one is pop number 1377. The next one on this list from the Jujutsu Kaisen series is actually one of the more deluxe pops, and it's Sukuna on his throne. And this one, I think Sukuna is my favorite character out of Jujutsu Kaisen anyway, but because of the skull throne and the mold of that throne means that it kind of propelled itself up to the top of my favourite list for the Jujutsu Kaisen series. It's such a good mould, and again, it's a heavy pop, and I said last time, I love a heavy pop. It gives him so much weight, but this one looks great literally wherever I put it on the shelf, whether it's on my desk or on my shelf. It looks so, so strong, and I kind of love the face details. Again, Sukuna is another character that really lends himself to the Funko Pop kind of design because of all the face markings and his actual tattoos and stuff, and how they can kind of really play on that with the Funko Pops. But an awesome Funko Pop, and one that really, really stands alone, even though sitting, kind of stands alone from the rest of the lineup because the rest of them are kind of all standing, not either leaning, and he's kind of just chilling on his skull throne. So the very last Funko Pop from this list of favourites I want to share is one of the Megumi Funko Pops, and it's one of the exclusive Funko ones, and that is the one where he has his little frogs all over him. And this one is my favourite just because, purely because of his little outfit and the frogs. The frogs really set this apart. And it comes with another like miniature one that is on my shelf somewhere. But it's such a great pop. The Megumi ones, because they come with the little demon animals, they're so, so fun. And again, his hair is just absolutely just wild. And it's so, so crazy. But that one really kind of sets him apart. But the little frogs are absolutely adorable. And I really hope we see more of these. I want kind of more of the Funko Pops that come with miniatures. Because I really think it's like I'm getting a little bonus Funko Pop for the same price. But the Megumi ones are really, really cute. I've got the other one that has a little demon dog as well. And that one is really, really cute. That nearly made the list until I saw the three frogs one. But really, really cute pop. So those are my favourites from my collection of Funko Pops from anime series so far. There are some series that I think are really, really missing from my lineup. And one of them is Chainsaw Man. And Chainsaw Man was one of my absolute favourite anime from the last season. And what was it, the season before? Whenever it came out, it was so, so strong. And I know it caused a little bit of controversy with some fans wanting a little bit of a remaster for it and a little bit of a redo. But I honestly thought the anime absolutely slayed. It was so, so strong. And I'm really surprised we haven't seen some Funko Pops from that collection yet. There are some creators online that are saying that we'll actually see some very soon. So I'm hoping we'll get some teasers. And I see a lot of custom pops for the Chainsaw Man lineup. And I really, really hope we start to see those official ones start to come through soon. And the next one is Hell's Paradise. And Hell's Paradise, again, was an absolute smash hit. This one came out later than Chainsaw Man, so I'm not quite surprised as to why we've not got a Funko Pop range from that series yet. However, it would be great to kind of see that one. There's so much they could do with the flowers growing out of some of the characters and their poses, and there's so much potential for that series that I really, really hope they'll kind of see that potential and really bring that through to the Funko Pop community and like product lineup as well. But I know there are some coming soon, and there's always, I think Funko Pop know now because of the new anime accounts that they've been adding onto Instagram and TikTok and stuff, that I know that they know the power that anime has and the how much we will buy anything if it's got our favorite character on it. Let's be absolutely honest, I am one of those people that will buy anything. Behind me, there are two bags of crisps, which are chips in America. They have Luffy and Naruto on them, and I bought them because of that. I'm not going to lie, I am that person. But, you know, you only live once. You're going to buy the Naruto chips if you have them available. But I really hope to see some more collections added to this lineup. I do need another bookcase right in this gap here. So, more space, more Funko Pops, and I really hope we'll see some more collections coming soon. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this video. It's been a little bit of a weird format. It's very different. I'm still getting used to the kind of YouTube focus and actually being able to show you guys stuff properly. So please do like, subscribe, and leave a review if you're on the audio side of the podcast as well. Thank you so much for all your support so far. Thank you for taking time out of your day, no matter what day you're watching this, whether it be the Friday it's coming out or whenever. Thank you so much for chilling with me, seeing my Funko Pop collection, and supporting the podcast by watching or listening to this, no matter how you are or wherever you are. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your week. Goodbye, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.